thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
G'day, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Wipe for Wildlife program and how it all started.
Yeah, so Wipe for Wildlife is it's one of our longest running campaigns at Zoos Victoria. So my job is all about running campaigns that encourage people to take small actions in their lives that make a big difference. And Wipe for Wildlife, we launched in 2010, so 10 years ago now.
Wow.
And it was all about thinking about, well, toilet paper is one of those things that we all use. Well, you know, most of us use. It's something that kind of changes the dialogue a little bit. You know, we're all used to hearing the doom and gloom around climate change and around forestry and things like that. But toilet paper we can have a little bit of fun with, particularly with kids. And we have a superhero called Crap Man, so we don't hold back from the jokes. And also, you know, like in terms of things in your house, it's one of the only items that we use every single day that can't be reused or recycled in any way. So yeah. For us, it kind of makes sense that if you're just going to flush it down the toilet, it doesn't make sense to be using a product that's coming straight from a tree.
Absolutely. At the moment, too, toilet paper is the subject of much discussion and debate in our country. It's a very popular item, so people should be thinking about the choices that they're making with their loo roll and making sure that they are ethical and responsible and helping our environment. You said that our Wipe for Wildlife started 10 years ago. What's the response been like over that decade?
It's been great, and it's amazing how many people don't think about it. And probably we've seen a shift in that as well. When we did launch 10 years ago, people were like, wow, I'd never really thought about it. And people were also a little bit confused thinking that recycled toilet paper was actually reused toilet paper, a very gross concept to think about. But it's one of those things that is such a simple message, people get it. So we've done studies at Hillsville Sanctuary, so that's the main site that's one of Zoo Victoria's properties, and we've looked at we've surveyed people 6 months after their visit and asked them, hey, you know, you said you were going to switch to recycled toilet paper during your visit, did you actually? And we were able to use those stats to be able to inform us that we're switching around 30,000 people a year.
Wow.
So 30,000 households a year just through Hillsville Sanctuary, because it is such an easy ask, you know, something so simple and something that people probably haven't thought about. And the other thing that I think that we've noticed is 10 years ago, there was probably more resistance because people thought that toilet paper, recycled toilet paper was, you know, it had a high poke through rate. It was scratchy, you know, it wasn't comfortable. Whereas now I think there's a lot more choice. And there really isn't much difference these days between the recycled and the non-recycled.
Oh, absolutely. But how do we find recycled toilet paper when we're going for our shops? How are we sourcing this? What's the best way that you've found to make sure that we're making that switch and incorporating that in our everyday lives?
Yeah, so the best thing to look out for is it should say 100% recycled content from post-consumer waste. And what that means is basically just office paper. So unfortunately, there's no sort of easy symbol to look out for. You're just looking for the 100% post-consumer waste on the package.
Fantastic. I think a lot of people would agree that some of the stuff that they print in their office is kind of crap, so you may as well use it to wipe yourself.
That's exactly right. Why not?
How important is this now, kind of more than ever? We're seeing a lot of really challenging circumstances here in Australia. We've just had a horrific bushfire season, and the koalas have taken a real hit as a result of that, especially in Victoria and New South Wales. Is this kind of a more than ever important program that we get on board with?
Yeah, I think so, and I think that the value of a tree is becoming more and more valuable, isn't it? And
yeah.
So, you know, every small change that you can make that potentially helps keep a tree in the ground is a really good thing.
Yeah.
And even the fact that a lot of toilet paper comes from a plantation timber, it still doesn't mean we shouldn't be looking for recycled toilet paper, because trees themselves have ecological value. You know, they help to keep our soils clean and healthy, and our waterways clean and healthy, and our air's clean and healthy. And so trees themselves, I think you nailed it, are so important now more than ever. And so those little changes that we can make to potentially keep more trees in the ground is so worth it.
Absolutely. Ben, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Be well.
Thanks, Jess.